some sixth graders in southern Colorado, not only raise class pets every year, they also release them into the wild. They're trout. KRCC's Kendra Carr reports from just outside of Manitou Springs on life beyond the classroom for the fish.
The sound of Fountain Creek in Fields Park is rushing because of a bevy of rain showers that recently covered the area. Even with the high water, it can't overcome the sounds of children engulfing the park on this particular morning. The children triumphantly march towards the creek. With them is a bucket of water, holding rainbow trout ready to be released into the wild. The fish grew along the sixth graders at Ute Pass Elementary in Cascade. Sixth grader Ivy Polos says they watched them grow from the tiny, fragile fry life stage.
We kept them in like a little container at the top at first. Once they got big enough, we let them into the tank to swim around.
That's the beginning of the fingerling stage. Throughout the process, the students were responsible for feeding the fish and cleaning tanks. Teacher Miles Groth says they started with 400 trout eggs at the beginning of the school year.
We went to the Pueblo Fish Hatchery, so we see it on a huge scale. So we did that at the beginning of the year when we got the eggs.
Groth says the trout have gotten easier to grow since he started doing this nearly a decade ago, but they still run into challenges.
We started losing fish, and I think they were mostly eating each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, we lost more than we probably should have.
And students saw how hard it is to keep the fish alive firsthand when the trout release was postponed a week due to weather, says sixth graders Irving and Ivy.
We would have had more, but
Our fish are cannibals,
and they ate each other.
The students' work raising the rainbow trout culminates in a fish release. This past year was the classroom's most successful growing trout, with 102 fingerlings ready to release, only just exceeding the limit for most release sites.
Most sites allow a maximum of 99 fish, but this site allows us to release over 100.
It's an event the entire school assembles to watch. The younger students sit on the creek bank as Groth leads the sixth graders in the release.
But today we get to say goodbye to our fish. We've raised them since October. Sixth graders, how big were they when we got them? They were about this big. We have 102 that we've taken care of all year. This is what they look like when they're adults. They're rainbow trout.
The fish are in individual plastic cups. Students hold their hands over the top until they're close enough to release.
So, sixth graders.
The released trout will stick around, says Trout Unlimited volunteer Craig Haney.
And those fish will spread out up and downstream here. Those are all rainbow trout that were released. And in about 3 years, they'll be something you could actually catch and eat if you wanted to.
They're an important part of the ecosystem, explains sixth grader Claire McMartin.
They can help and improve the bug population.
And the students take with them memories that will last a lifetime. Here's sixth grader Brayton Van Kirk.
I kind of just learned how cool it is to just raise them from little like spawn or whatever.
Yeah.
Just in, it was really cool.
But saying goodbye can be difficult, explained Groth.
So sixth graders wrote little letters. They are welcome to say goodbye. Wish them wonderful journeys.
Kendra Carr, KRCC News.
Those sixth graders are now in the seventh grade, and Mr. Groth says his new students are setting up the tanks for this year's class of baby trout.